Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Matt. It's great to be back. Thanks for having me.
Recently, Microsoft warned of a 64-bit Windows 7 hole that can actually crash the system or potentially take control of the computer by running code remotely. Can you tell us a little bit more about this hole?
Sure. It not only affects Windows 7 64-bit, but also Windows Server 2008 R2 64-bit, and Windows Server 2008 R2 for all Itanium systems, which, if you're listening to this, the odds are you don't have one because there aren't that many Itanium systems out there.
Right.
You know, at first glance, it doesn't sound too serious because it says if it's exploited, it would likely cause the affected system to stop responding and restart. Yeah, there's a denial of service attack in there. Now, it's also theoretically possible that this vulnerability could be used to install malicious software. And the reason that the word theoretically is used is because Windows 64-bit has something called ASLR. It's address-based layout randomization. And this is a technique that's used specifically to make it really hard for malicious software to infect the computer. In order for malware to exploit a vulnerability, in the case of a buffer overflow and some other kinds of flaws, the person writing the malware needs to know what's going to happen when they exploit the vulnerability. They need to know the memory location that they have to put their code in so that as soon as they exploit the vulnerability, their bad program starts to run. What ASLR does is instead of going to a predictable location, it randomizes what location will probably come up next. And in most cases, this has actually been a very effective tool, and Apple really took some heat over Snow Leopard not including this kind of security defense. That said, there have been problems in the past with some Adobe products where they actually effectively defeated ASLR. And so, you know, it's not a perfect technology, but it does help a lot, and it really helps mitigate the risk. So Microsoft, of course, is working on a fix for it. And by all means, once that fix is ready, go ahead and install it. But for the time being, you know, I think this is probably bigger news than the size of the threat.
Right. Well, and it seems like that's kind of the consensus, that this really isn't that critical of a hole. I mean, but it looks like, and I know we like to pick on Microsoft, but they're always pretty good about, you know, staying ahead of these vulnerabilities and at least being out there with these holes. Why don't more organizations do that?
You know, it's frankly somewhat embarrassing when your company is found to have a bug in their software. Although it happens all the time, most companies don't really want to talk about it. And some people think that they can just be quiet and hide and nobody will notice. And that really isn't the case. And what Microsoft has found is that their technical users understand there are going to be problems. Right. It doesn't make it fun to have to patch, but the users appreciate being leveled with, being given the truth and good detailed technical information so they know what they need to watch out for and how they can layer their defenses until there is a patch so as to mitigate the possibility of an attack.
Well, Randy, thanks so much for taking the time to explain this vulnerability a little bit more to us. If you have any questions for Randy, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow the ESET research team on Twitter at ESET Research. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.